Chapter 7, Getting Support. On Monday afternoon, Conrad and I were outside eating grilled chicken for lunch. Has Jeremiah told you that he wants you and Stephen to wear shorts and white shirts for the wedding, as you're the best men? I asked him. Conrad shook his head, looking confused.
No, he hasn't said anything about being a best man.
Of course you're his best man. You're his brother.
There can't be two best men, so Stephen can be it. I don't mind, he said.
Just then, my phone rang. Is that Isabel? Asked a woman who said that she was Mr. Fisher's secretary. Mr. Fisher has asked me to order the food for your wedding, she said. There'll be about 40 guests. Is that right?
No, 20 if everyone can come, I said.
Well, I'll check with Mr. Fisher, she said. Then she started talking about menus and champagne, and I didn't know what to say. I needed Taylor to tell me what to do. Can I let you know? I told the woman.
When I finished the call, Conrad said, What's going on? Your dad's secretary is now planning our wedding, I said. Well, that's good news because it means that my dad is okay with you guys getting married and is paying for it.
But instead of feeling pleased that someone else was helping, I felt that the wedding was getting out of control. It was becoming a lot bigger than I had imagined, and I couldn't talk to Jeremiah about it until he finished work. Then I realized that the only person I really wanted to ask for help was my mother. Conrad.
I didn't realize how hard things were for Belly until I heard her speaking on the phone to Taylor on Thursday evening about her wedding shower. She had her bedroom door open, and I heard her say something about her mom not being there. After the call, she closed her door, and I heard her crying. Belly was normally a happy kind of person, like Jeremiah. And she had hidden how sad she was about her mom not supporting the wedding. So hearing her cry really affected me. The next morning, I got up early and called Laurel, asking her to meet me for breakfast at a restaurant off the highway. She was surprised, but didn't ask any questions. Laurel has always been special to me, and after my mom died, I started calling her every few weeks. When I arrived, she was already in the restaurant, looking thinner than the last time I had seen her.
Conrad, she said,
standing up and putting her arms around me. After we ordered, I decided that I just had to say it, even if it was difficult. I had to do it for Belly. Laurel, I wanted to talk about the wedding, I started. She looked annoyed, but she didn't interrupt. I think that you should go. You're her mom. Laurel put down her coffee and looked at me.
You think that they should get married? She said.
I didn't say that. I think that they love each other, and they're going to get married despite what anyone else thinks. And I think that Belly really needs her mom right now.
Isabel seems to be doing just fine without me, Laurel said coldly.
She never even called to let me know where she was. I heard it from your dad. Belly isn't fine. I heard her crying last night. She was telling Taylor how it won't feel right without you at her wedding shower. Laurel's face softened just a little. I took a deep breath before I said, Laurel, if you don't go, you'll be sorry later.
We're speaking honestly with each other, aren't we? She said.
I nodded.
So, tell me, what's your interest in all of this? She went on.
I want her to be happy, I said.
Ah, Laurel said. Just Belly?
Jeremiah, too.
And that's all?
She looked at me carefully. I just looked back at her.
On the drive home, I thought about Laurel's question.
Why did I care about this wedding? I was helping Belly with wedding plans and getting my dad and her mom to support it. But I didn't even agree with it. I needed to get myself out of all of this.